Back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station.
Bobby Marks, the front office insider for ESPN, as the NBA gears up for a return. The Toronto Raptors are headed down to Fort Myers, Florida today for their training camp. He joins us now. Hey, Bobby, how's it going, man? Appreciate the time.
I'm good, guys. How are you?
You know what? We're trying to get to July 30th, man. we're trying to sneak in there to July 30th. The report from over the weekend was that Adam Silver was somber about sort of the case numbers in Florida that have gone up tremendously the last couple of weeks, but also resolute. At this point, Bobby, is there any turning back for the NBA?
I don't see it. I mean, I really don't. I mean, I think, you know, we'll see what happens this week when we start, ramping up to the testing process with players and staff. We'll see where those numbers are going to go. But, yeah, I mean, barring the state of Florida shutting down, and I don't think that's going to happen again, I think we'll businesses that will plan on, you know, playing at the end of July. And, yeah, I mean, you know, I live here, so I'm fully aware of where the cases are going right now. I think what happened here in Florida is that we never bent the curve. I mean, yeah. We never spiked to begin with. We kind of just, we were just at a low number, and then it just, we're basically kind of where New York was, but yeah, 4 months later, or 3 months later. So no, I think, you know, they can't do any much better than what they have in place as far as the plan, but there are some holes in it based on, people that, you know, Disney employees that are able to come in and out of this campus environment here. So I don't know what other situation would have been better. I don't, certainly don't think Las Vegas would have been better. I don't think keeping teams in their home markets would have been better. So we'll see what happens. Yeah, I mean, I think every day is kind of a little bit different. You know, you wake up and you don't know what's going to happen, but, you know, unless the governor declares that we're not in phase one, or phase, I think we're in phase three. We're not in phase three. We're going to revert back to was in April. Then I think we'll probably see we'll probably see games in late July here.
Yeah, Wizard shooter Davis Bertans not going to prevent injury and before his free agency, and it makes a lot of sense. Do you think we'll see more cases like that, Bobby? If so, is it a small number? How many guys do you think? And maybe it's even saying, you know, it's more to prevent injury than anything else, using that rather than stating what might be a bigger just fear of going down. Do you think that number gets big? Is it a few guys? What do you think?
I don't know how big it will get. I mean, I think there will be more than just Bertans mm-hmm. here based on situations. I think, you know, with Davis, case, he's going to be one of the better free agents this summer. He's on a Wizards team that basically has to go, I think, 6-2 to kind of get into the playoffs, and you get Milwaukee in round one. Yeah. So what, I mean, I get it from a competitive standpoint, but here's a guy that's had some knee issues in the past. What's the point, right? I mean, what is the point here where you're going to be a free agent that could make more than $10 million here? So I think it's going to be interesting. I think, you know, what happens with guys like Brandon Ingram in New Orleans, right, who is going to be a restricted free agent this summer. I think you got to have to look at some of the rosters on these bubble teams, teams in the Western Conference. Phoenix, doesn't really have any marquee guys, certainly Aaron Baines, but I think every player is going to be, it's their own, the decision. As I've said, I'll report the numbers they'll lose, but I will not be criticizing them as far as what decision they make, because it is not my right to do so. I think the fascinating thing will happen is what happens if there are players on some of these maybe top four, top five teams. Mm-hmm. That's going to be the interesting situation here. Teams that maybe on the Lakers, certainly heard Dwight Howard and Avery Bradley on the Clippers, Lou Williams. You know, that, how does that impact, these teams going forward?
What's the point? The way you put that, what's the point for Bertans? I get it. What would be the point for Pop? Bobby, who, Alvin Gentry, maybe he wants to coach his young team, sort of lay a foundation for the future. Pop has proven he's 71. Now, I get, Pop, too, maybe wanting to be a part of this platform that's down there for people to speak their minds. And Lord knows he's always been on the forefront of that. It's been appreciated. But what would be the point for him, Bobby? Would you just play it safe? I mean, Pop's 71.
Yeah, that's a hard one to answer. I mean, I think for Coach Popovich, I think, him being the face of that franchise, mm-hmm. I think probably, it's probably from a perspective where I'm not going to let my guys down, right? It's
I feel that.
Like selfish to a fault, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, and that team's it's going to be hard for them to get into that
right.
playing game or the 8 seed, especially without, you know, LaMarcus Aldridge. So I get it. You know, it's every, as I said, every person is different here. He would have every excuse possible.
He's a fighter, though, isn't he, bud?
Coach.
You're right.
Yeah, but
he's
he
a fighter.
You know, so, but yeah. he's going to go with his guys as we, you know, as of right now, and I don't think that's going to change. And we'll see how it goes. But as I said, you know, that the situation where these guys are going to be in Orlando is going to be as safe as one, you know, being in your home market or going out to the food store or any of that. It's
right.
just that, you know, there are certainly some loopholes or some holes in it because of, you know, there are people that are allowed to come in and out.
We are, of course, talking to Bobby Marks, front office insider for ESPN NBA, gearing up to begin July 30th. In terms of, I guess, you know, listen, the bubble itself is probably, you know, the safest environment, right? I mean, it's, you know, it's, you're locked away. You're not, if you leave campus, you have to quarantine for 10 days. But I guess once guys get down there, Bobby, like, what will be the reaction? You know, because we talked about this with Rudy Gobert. Rudy Gobert, there was one positive test in the NBA, shut the whole thing down. That was a different time. It was 3 months ago. We know a little bit more about everything than we did then, but what's going to be the reaction if, for example, and I'm just throwing this out there, if four Lakers test positive
yeah.
when they get down? I mean, what is the NBA truly prepared for that?
As prepared as they can. I mean, I think that's kind of the, you know, in, when we got the rule, you know, the safety protocols last week, there's a section in there that, you know, that there's not a number where they would postpone or cancel the season. Like, it's kind of like the unknown mm-hmm. as far as, like, what exactly is
yeah.
that number? Is it three guys on a team? Is it four? Is it just, like, all of a sudden this thing spreads like wildfire? Which it's hard for me to believe.
Right.
You know, who knows here? But, yeah, I mean, that's going to be the interesting thing. I mean, the testing starts tomorrow. If you test positive, it's, you know, it's a 2-week quarantine here, and then you've got to go through, then you got to get back into shape. So it is going to be interesting. I think the interesting thing also is that, you know, in the rules that, yeah, you can sign substitute players to replace, mm-hmm. if a player does test positive here, but two things to that, the player that tests positive would be now ineligible for the rest of the season. And the player that you were signing, you know, as a substitute, you'd have to quarantine him also when he gets to Orlando. So there are rules in place to build out your roster in case something like this happens. But it's a tough sled as far as if you get, you know, three or four guys that do test positive.
What about LeBron, Bobby? I'll just ask you flat out. If he can't play. Now I realize the, you know, the numbers are down and young guys in good shape. Hopefully, guys still his age get it and go through. But if it's him and he can't play, you know, LeBron, it's, you know, I wonder what he'd think about a title going on without him. You think we still go on if LeBron gets it?
I do. I mean, I think it's a matter of if it's now or if it's in when he gets down there,
uh-huh.
If a player does test positive. I do. I think it's going to have to be a mass number to kind of shut this thing down where you're looking at teams that have nine players going into a
that's
playoff game.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's kind of where we are. I don't know. I don't think one particular player, you know, shuts down the league here.
Yeah. Bobby, on just a sort of on a sentimental level, how badly do we need NBA basketball?
I think if you had asked me that question a month ago, I would say really badly. But I don't know. I mean, I'm kind of, you know, it's like what everything that's gone on in this country, it's kind of wears you down, right? It's like
yes.
you're almost ready to wave the white flag and just go in your room and hide.
No,
like,
doubt
September.
About it.
You know?
Absolutely,
so,
Bobby.
Yeah, I do think we need it. Would it be devastating if there is no NBA basketball? Probably not. You know, I'm probably off that fence where I was maybe a month ago here. But I do think let's get guys to Orlando and get them in this situation, this controlled environment here. But, you know, we still have a couple weeks to go from there.
Don't miss the Jason and John Show tomorrow at 11 a.m. on 92.9 FM ESPN.